Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello and good morning, Brittany. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Right here in the Carolinas in a beautiful forest in South Charlotte, just taking in all the animals because I'm a big animal hugger.
Great.
I got to thank you guys for what you do and what you continue to battle for, because if it wasn't for you, I can't imagine what this planet would look like or what would be happening to other animals.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it's our pleasure to work on behalf of the animals.
One of the things that people have done in the past 18 months is that they have, you know, fallen deeper in love with this thing called the tiger. But we don't know the real story behind those fences and behind those gates and things like that. In fact, we've got Tiger World here just outside of Charlotte, and they claim to rescue all of these tigers, and you go there and you see playfulness and all that kind of stuff. But then I hear your side of the story and it's like, oh crap, we're in trouble.
Yeah, Tiger World is a roadside zoo, and thanks to cub petting, the big cat cub petting industry, which was exposed in Tiger King, there's a massive big cat overpopulation crisis in the U.S., and a cycle of cruelty that's created from that industry from the moment an infant is stolen from their mother until they die in a cage at a roadside zoo, and that's why PETA vowed years ago to put a stop to this industry, and today, we're almost there. We've secured the first ever legal precedent holding that it's a violation of the Endangered Species Act to prematurely separate big cat cubs from their mothers, to declaw them, or to use them in public encounters. So we're getting there.
You talk about getting there and stuff like that, and right away I instantly think of, you know, I'm in love with PETA and the way that you're protecting the animals, but shutting down these big cat zoos and stuff like that, it would be like stopping a puppy mill, and I'm not seeing too much growth in that area either.
Yeah, well, we're almost there in the big cat cub petting industry. Nearly every Tiger King villain that we saw in season one is either in prison, out of business, or facing lawsuits or charges. After Tiger King exposed the cruel practices of the cub petting industry, PETA was able to run with it. We used every available opportunity to publicize cubs languishing in mud at Jeff Lowe's roadside zoo, influencers posing with dangerous big cats at Doc Antle's. And now that season two is here, we're ready once again to take advantage of the buzz, and we're going to use that to drive the nail into the coffin of the cub petting industry for good. And one of the ways that we're going to do that is by promoting the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which is federal legislation that would not only ban the private ownership of big cats, so your neighbor couldn't have a tiger in a cage in his backyard, which is legal in a lot of places in the United States, including North Carolina, but it would also prohibit public contact with big cats. We would eradicate the big cat cub petting industry and make it a crime with the swipe of a pen.
I feel so guilty about, because I remember back in the 1980s at Rimrock Mall in Billings, Montana, one of those big cats came through with the caravans, and I had my picture taken with it. Now I feel like such a fool that I was embracing something.
Well, now you know, and that was probably Joe Exotic's roadside zoo coming through there. He did that in a lot of malls.
I was going to say, I kind of went, last season when I watched that, I swear to God, I looked at my wife and said, that's the one that came to Rimrock Mall. I'm telling you, that's the one.
Yeah, it almost certainly was. But now you know better, and that's what matters. You'll never do it again. And now, thanks to Tiger King, more people understand, you know, what these villains and exhibitors are all about. Tim Stark, who people are going to learn more about in season two, beat a leopard to death with a baseball bat and bragged about it. He amputated the claws of big cat cubs just because he wanted to. Cubs died because of that. And his abuse and neglect led to the deaths of other federally protected big cats, too. But thanks to PETA's legal action, and this is one of the things that you all will see in Tiger King Season 2 also, Tim Stark is going down in infamy as the abuser whose cruelty helped establish that it's illegal to prematurely separate big cat cubs from their mothers and use them in public encounters. Mm.
Isn't, in a really weird way, Tiger King 1 and Tiger King 2, it's almost like they're bragging, but they're getting caught. It's like, stop advertising what you're doing if you don't want them to come to you. They're going to find you anyway, but you're just telling the PETA that, hey, this is who we are and where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that's been a great benefit to us since we started fighting this industry years ago, long before Tiger King. The men who are at the center of this industry, more than anything, are narcissists. They crave attention. And so particularly with Joe Exotic, he would post everything about his life on social media. And so a lot of those statements and admissions, photos and videos, we've been able to use in our cases to take down the big cat cub petting industry. And through our legal action, which has now led to the U.S. Department of Justice finally, after years of PETA pushing for federal authorities to take action against this industry, the United States has used PETA's victory in its lawsuit against Tim Stark to file a lawsuit against Jeff Lowe. And through that lawsuit, they've been able to confiscate every single wild and exotic animal in Jeff Lowe's possession. And so the really big guys at the center of this industry, Joe Exotic, Tim Stark, and Jeff Lowe, can never exhibit animals again. They're done with this industry. And so we've been able to not only take out the kingpins of the industry, the major breeders, most of the major breeders, but our litigation has also created a deterrent effect because nobody wants to be the next roadside zoo that PETA is targeting. Mm-hmm. And so we've been able to see the big cat cub petting industry drop from more than 20 facilities doing these encounters just a few years ago to only 2 today.
Oh, my goodness. So how do you re-educate people? Because you know how people are. Oh, they're such cute animals. They're beautiful animals. And evil PETA is coming in to take them away. They're not doing anything. They're trying to save the cats. And you know how people are with their fake love and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they've got the love, but they also have the protection in their heart. Leave my people alone.
Yeah, and so we do this in a lot of different ways. I mean, one of them is simply taking on the industry through lawsuits, but we also want to educate the public, and we do that through the stories of the big cats themselves. And one of those cats is Nala, who was a lion. She's one of 75 big cats that PETA has rescued. Because of a life-threatening vitamin deficiency, basically, Jeff and Lauren Lowe weren't providing her with even basic, minimally acceptable nutrition as a cub. Mm. She developed a vitamin deficiency that weakened her bones. And so at just around 9 months old, she had multiple fractures. And when we rescued her, she couldn't take more than a couple of steps without falling over. And so those types of stories help people understand why and how these encounters and allowing these horrible abusers to have these big cats in the first place is so wrong. Mm-hmm. But thanks to urgent veterinary care from the Wild Animal Sanctuary, Nala is now a strong, growing lioness who loves to run and play and cuddle.
So
she's got a great life now.
What happens to the big cats after you guys step in and rescue them? Because, I mean, every zoo can't accept cats, or do they?
Right. So we primarily work with sanctuaries that are accredited by what's called the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, and they have the highest standards in the world of animal care. And so at the Wild Animal Sanctuary, for example, where Nala and dozens of other big cats and bears and other animals that PETA has rescued live, they live in massive enclosures, 30 or more acres.
Wow.
In most cases. And spoiler alert for people who haven't seen Tiger King season 2, the series ends really wonderfully this year, seeing some of the big cats that we rescued from Tim Stark's roadside zoo being released into their massive new habitat for the first time, where they're able to run likely for the first time in their lives.
Oh my God.
At these roadside zoos, one of the things that people don't think about when they look at these tiny cages is that there's not even enough space for these big cats to be able to break out into a run.
Mm-hmm.
They can only take a few steps in either direction. And so, you know, these are adult big cats who are finally able to run for the first time.
Wow. I can't thank you enough for what you do. And you know, this platform is always going to be open for you, Brittany. So that means use it and abuse it to get your word out there. I'm a big fan of PETA, and I'm also a big fan of animals.
Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Arrow.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.